Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Christian Broadcasting.
My son in high school last year trying to go to the prom. He said, "Dad, I ain't got nobody to take to the prom because all the girls in my class are gay. Ain't but two of them straight and both of them ugly. I ain't got nobody to take to the prom." Now, can I park here for a minute? I ain't homophobic because everybody in here got something wrong with them. Whoever you point at, you can point at your own self. You got something wrong with your life. But when you get down to this thing, women falling down on another woman, strapping yourself up with something, it ain't real. That thing ain't got no feeling in it. It ain't natural. Anytime somebody got to slap some grease on your behind to stick something in you, there's something wrong with that. Your butt ain't made for that.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, February 23rd, 2009. Coming up on the program today, old bowling ball head, plus a tidy suicide, and teenage boys love to beat the shit out of ladies. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to start a brand new week of programs. Have a great show for you today. Do you remember last week a listener emailed me saying, "Hey, look, I'm a scat freak. Yes, I love to eat shit." And I said, "All right, I have a few questions for you." What the hell just happened to my microphone? Took a dip. Fucking piece of shit. I'm not stopping the show. We're going to keep going. Oh, for the love of Christ. Hold on a second. All right, I think we have everything under control now. My mic arm kept falling for some reason. Where were we? Oh, yes, scat. DV listener emailed me, said, "Hey, I'm into eating shit." So I replied, "I've got a few questions for you." And he replied. Let me read you his email here. "It's kind of hard to, you know, eat shit since there aren't that many girls out there into it. I've been lucky enough to catch little bits of shit out of my girlfriend's ass while rimming her." Well, you just won the ass-eating lottery, didn't you? "I've been lucky enough to catch little bits of shit out of my girlfriend's ass while rimming her. It's rather bitter and kind of sweet in places." Someone's body didn't fully digest those Oreo cookies you were eating earlier. So weird. Sweet in places. "And for some reason to me, it tastes wonderful. Maybe also a little bit stale. There aren't really any rituals I follow, though it's awkward to try not to kiss my girlfriend after I've rimmed her, and I know my mouth tastes or smells like her asshole. So I normally excuse myself to the bathroom to just rinse out my mouth with Listerine." He's very courteous. "As far as embarrassing stories go," all right, I'm interested. "I once stole a pair of used underwear from a friend's house, a girl I used to know. She caught me in the bathroom with them jacking off. It was, needless to say, very embarrassing, and knowing that she would surely examine the garment later to find the brown shit streaks in their seat that had drawn my attention. As far as I know, she never told her mother, who would surely have let my parents know." Oh, so you found a pair of this girl's underwear that had apparently shit stains on it, and that's what you were sniffing. All right. "Another embarrassing moment was while fingering my girlfriend's ass, I felt a soft turd about the length of my forefinger inside of her. I got so excited that though I was worried what she would feel, I took little heed and pushed my middle finger up her ass, playing with the tip of the turd within. I managed to smear some on my finger and pulled out, maybe a little too quickly. She turned around just in time to watch me suck the dirty digit clean. God, that sparked an awkward fucking conversation. Anyways, thanks for the mention on the show." Oh, and then he adds, I missed a question. Oh, yes, I asked him if he ever ate his own shit, and so he responds, I only ever ate my own shit once when I was a kid, and it wasn't voluntary and was not enjoyable. Kid had a traumatic childhood. No wonder he's a shit freak. Someone, like maybe a parent or an uncle or something, was shoving turds down this kid's throat. It all makes sense now. That experience put me off of the idea of ever sampling my own stool, if you will. How is it any different than someone else's shit? You know, like, if you're a gay guy who just loves the taste of cum, why not just, you know, jerk off into a cup all the time and drink your own? What's the difference, right? I don't know. That experience put me off the idea of ever sampling my own stool, if you will, but I'm not sure if that would then go for other people with the same interest as I. Oh, so other people who are into scat might enjoy eating their own shit. I see what you're saying. All right, well, there you go. That's the scat freak DV listener. I've got furries listening to this program, scat enthusiasts. No wonder I call you guys freaks. All right, moving right along.
Hi.
Oh, oops. No. You know what that means. Yes, the fat man has returned. I got a tip from listener George from Minnesota that Fat Man had returned on YouTube. Now, the link that he sent me wasn't actually Fat Man's account. It was someone else's who reposted one of Fat Man's videos. But Fat Man created another account and started posting a bunch of videos. Unfortunately, he has since retired and closed the account, so the videos are pretty much lost, right? Except my sideshow Freaky Deaky's got a little treat on Saturday. I quickly captured two of the very best of Fat Man's new videos, and I guess you can check them out on the sideshow. One of them is a sequel to the glorious 720p Fat Man Takes a Bath video in HD, and the other one is where Fat Man shows off more of his shit-stained underwear. Here is the Fat Man coming out of retirement. He's insane.
As some of you know, but some of you might not know, I am Chris, but you can refer to me as Fat Man. That's right, folks. Get a gander of this tit.
Get a gander of this tit. He really does have some massive man boobs. I think he has to weigh what? What did he say he was, like 400 pounds? Or 500?
Get a gander of this tit.
Get a gander of this tit.
Get a gander of this tit. The cow perfectly formed it is.
Now, you may be wondering what Chris has been up to since his last video. Well,
and I've been in mental health treatment for a while, folks.
That does not surprise anyone. Now, when I interviewed Chris, it must have been about a year or two ago now, he was on all sorts of heavy-duty medications for his mental problems.
And mental health treatment is shit, because they haven't helped me one fucking bit, folks. I'm still nuts, as you can see.
Yeah, so that's a little refresher on Chris, I guess, and what he's been up to. Now for the main course.
Well, you all know that I overeat a lot of food sometimes, right, folks? And, what happens is, when I overeat, my belly gets filled up, right? And my belly gets so full it can't take it. So the shit's actually pushed out through my intestine and out my ass, folks. And I'm walking around throughout the day, I have a loose ass, and the shit's actually pushed out my ass while I'm walking around on the day.
Are you getting what he's saying here? He eats so much food, his stomach gets full, his body can't take it, and so as he's going throughout the day, shit is continuously being pushed out of his asshole.
And I'm walking around throughout the day, I have a loose ass, and the shit's actually pushed out my ass while I'm walking around on the day, because his fucking belly can't take it. And what happens is the shit actually runs on my underwear, on my ass, and I get shit stains in my underwear, folks. And today I'd like to showcase you a glorious 720p HD of wearing those shit stained underwear, folks. So here's a pair of my underwear, folks.
Alright. This shit, if you get a chance to see this video, Sideshow Freaks have seen it, but if you somehow find it on YouTube, if someone has saved it or whatever and posted it on their account, the shit is really everywhere. Like, there are shit stains that are really high up. Like, you wouldn't think it would be able to get up there, but yeah, they're just about everywhere in the underwear, high and low. I'm guessing the shit sort of like migrates and gets smushed all in the ass crack, and then the underwear is sliding up against it, and maybe that's how it spreads. I don't know the logistics of it. I do know one thing. He lives with his parents, and you know his mom is stuck with washing his shitty underwear. That's who I really should interview and who I really feel sorry for. Anyways, Chris returned, and then he retired again. Now, here's the thing. I sensed he was going to retire again, so I wrote a comment on his YouTube account. I said, look, Chris, you don't have to retire every time you don't feel like doing videos anymore. You could probably get quite a following on YouTube, you know, if you just leave your videos up. And, you know, if you go a month or two, you know, without posting a video, that's fine. You don't have to retire. Just leave the videos up that way, and don't delete your, you know, your account, because then when you create new ones, it's hard to find you. And then what does he do? 20 minutes later, he deletes his account. So he didn't really take my advice. But I believe he's following me on Twitter now, so maybe I can try to reason with him. I doubt it'll do any good. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free for a very limited time. Lifetime memberships are back. All the information is up at superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. This past weekend, did a video cast and a bonus episode. So if you sign up right now, you can get all of that, and I'm sure tomorrow we'll be doing another bonus episode. So it's a great time to sign up, support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from Australia, a man who decapitated a homeless teenager and then used his head as a bowling ball has had his appeal against his conviction dismissed. How would you even try to appeal that? James Patrick Rohan was 27 in July 2008 when he was found guilty. Is this a Distorted View update? That name sounds familiar for some reason. Yes, he was found guilty by a Queensland Supreme Court jury for the second time of murdering Morgan J. Shepherd on March 29th, 2005. Mr. Shepherd, 17, was stabbed 133 times. That's overkill. And then he was decapitated as well before his head was used as a puppet and a bowling ball. Rohan and co-accused Christopher Clark Jones, then 23, were jailed for life. Witnesses told the court that the two had bragged about the murder, which really doesn't seem out of the question considering they used this dude's head as a puppet. They stuck their hands in this bloody dude's head and they made him talk. I wonder if they did like a little ventriloquist act or something. Hey, little buddy, how's it going? I'm pissed off! Why are you so angry? You fucking decapitated me, you asshole! Well, don't lose your head over it. Tough crowd, right? After being found guilty of murder in the first trial with Jones, Rohan appealed the verdict in the Court of Appeals in December 2007 and won the right to a retrial by himself. Unsuccessful in both trials, Rohan once again appealed his conviction in the Court of Appeal on February 2nd. Rohan's lawyer argued that other than two admissions made by Rohan about the murder, all other prosecution evidence was circumstantial and the Crown didn't have a strong case. He admitted it! Twice! What more do you want? While the defense admitted Rohan was involved in the mutilation and disposal of Mr. Shepherd's body, they argued there was no evidence that proved Rohan was involved in the actual killing and that he was only a passive onlooker. Well, I don't know how passive mutilating a body is, but, you know, that's what you said you did. You were obviously down with cutting this dude's head off and using it to bowl with. I wonder how they did. I would love to see their scorecard on that one. I bowled a 210! The Court of Appeals referred to a transcript between Jones and Rohan in a prison van secretly recorded by police after their arrest. Quote, I'm taking responsibility for what I've got. Your soul's condemned to hell because you're weak, Rohan said to Jones. You'll see, you'll be spending time in prison with me for a long, long time, mate. That's if you survive, mind you. You've got a long time to live with your effing self now. Let's see if you can handle it without committing suicide. In the Court of Appeals summary, Justice Patrick Keynes had the prison van conversation debunk the defense's argument that Rohan was a passive onlooker. Second story we have for you today, this is the first time hearing about it, but apparently Chris Brown and Rihanna got into some sort of fight or something. I haven't heard much about it. The news is not covering this one at all. Bet you most of you guys don't even know what I'm talking about. Well, teens are now blaming Rihanna for the fight. Ed Luz, a junior at Lake Forest High School, said a common reaction among students to Chris Brown's alleged attack on Rihanna goes something like this. She probably did something to provoke it. Today's teens are tomorrow's wife beaters. Ding! Bitch was probably asking for it. In Chicago, Sullivan High School sophomore Adola Matani or something has heard the same. People said, I would have punched her around too. I would have used that goddamn umbrella she keeps singing about. Giving her a couple black eyes with that. Poke out those whore eyes of hers with her umbrella, Ella, Ella. All right, double your pleasure, double fun is the right one with double makeup. I did that joke like two episodes ago. I don't care. Do it again. All right, yeah, back to the story here that Adola Matani or whatever said, people said I would have punched her around too, and those were girls. As allegations of battery swirl around the famous couple, experts on domestic violence say the response from teenagers just a few years younger shows the desperate need to educate this age group about dating violence. Their acceptance or even approval of domestic violence is not a universal reaction, but it comes at a time when 1 in 10 teenagers has suffered such abuse, and females aged 16 to 24 experience the highest rate of any age group. You know why that age group experiences the highest rate of abuse? Because that's the age in which girls act like whores, and they deserve to be punched in the face. After that, they learn. Details of the incident between singers Brown and Rihanna are fuzzy, but the story continues to create much buzz among teens across the Chicago area. Because she's 21 and he's 19, many teens see them as peers. Katie Lulo, a junior at Elk Grove High School, said her classmates and friends were upset. No one thinks it's right for a guy to hit a girl. And when the topic arose at an after-school program at the YMCA, many participants said abuse was bogus. Oh, apparently the entrance to the YMCA also serves as a time portal back to 1989, where the term bogus was last used. Other teens said, you know what? Violence is sometimes justified in relationships. That's the stance I've been taking all along. I just beat the shit out of my partners. Throw shit at them, remote controls, whatever I can get. Light things on fire and chuck it at them. While young fans have plastered Rihanna's MySpace page with notes of support, many comments on Brown's page expressed delight at the possibility that he battered a woman. Kriana Jackson, I guess, is how you pronounce her name. A sophomore at Sullivan said it's a sign of a broader cultural of acceptance of abuse. There was a girl at school this week with a scratch on her eye. She was talking openly about her boyfriend hitting her, but she was smiling and saying it was funny. Bless her heart. Look, I'm not going to tell people how they should act in their own relationships. Maybe it works this way. You know, maybe she knees him in the groin and he scratches her eyes, and that's just how their relationship works. My grandma and grandpa were both Italian, and that's how they survived in that relationship. That's how they got along, by fighting, basically. You know, it worked for them, what can I say? All right, that's pretty much the whole story here. Basically, teens are down with domestic abuse. I love it.
Dinner ready is pizza.
Honey, please don't be so loud. Please don't. Let go of me!
Get in the kitchen!
No!
What,
do
you want to hurt? That's what hurts! That's what hurts!
All right, don't feel too bad for the woman there. She was laughing about it the next day. All right, final story we have for you today. It's a short one. A Montenegro man survived a suicide bid after buying a coffin from a funeral director, climbing in and trying to shoot himself. Wow, he really, really wanted things wrapped up nicely, didn't he? It's like a funeral would be too much of a hassle for this guy. I just want to kill myself, get it over with, do the funeral at once. Let's go, come on. Life must have sucked. All right, Milo Bogosic or something, 52, paid cash for the coffin and asked puzzled staff to wait while he wrote his own obituary. Then he jumped into the casket, put a gun to his head, and pulled the trigger before the shocked undertakers could stop him. But amazed medics managed to save him when the bullet passed straight through his chin and nose, missing his brain. Now, in addition to his sucky life, he's got no money because he blew it all on this giant coffin that he's stuck with now. Dude, your only hope is if you look closely at the wood grain in that coffin and hope to God there's an image of Jesus Christ or the Virgin Mary or something. eBay that shit. Quote, he was suffering from some family problems and was devastated that he hadn't managed to end it all, said a police spokesman. And Undertaker's Palma Funerals have added insult to injury by refusing to give him a refund on the coffin. He'll have to keep it. He'll get some proper use out of it one day, said one worker. Sure, the guy is hoping it's sooner rather than later. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky dickies.
This is a message to all ladies who listen to Distorted View. Don't. It's made of horse urine.
It's true. It's got a very good point there. Ladies, beware.
Hi, Timothy Jim Winston. Abe from California calling. This is the Without Community calling, and we want to have you join our class.
Now the retard community is calling me, all right?
Timmy! Please come out with a CD with you singing Blue Puppet Chichi Chapu. Okay.
I live in a blue house, in a blue car, in a blue da-da-da-da. My wife is blue, the sky is blue, everything is blue. Blue.
You mean that? You want a CD of that? Okay, sure.
Hey, Tim Jagu. I heard you were talking about, this is John from Ottawa, by the way, that's in Canada. I heard you talking about a t-shirt hell the other day, and I went on the site, I made an account and everything, and I love those shirts.
Oh, you know what, guys, I have got a great link for you. If you've been following me on Twitter, I posted it earlier, but it's a I Want the Gold t-shirt. I swear to God, it's fantastic. And it has the picture of the sketch of the leprechaun. It's only $6. And I'll put a link to it on the show notes today. I ordered one, and I know a bunch of other DV freaks did too. It's from a website, I think it's called like $6shirts.com or something like that. I just happened to be on there looking, and I saw the I Want the Gold shirt, and I was like, oh my god, the freaks need to hear about this.
And they were saying that they were closing down. And I got this email a couple of days, actually yesterday, and it said, okay, I got some good news and bad news. The good news is there are 9 new shirts on the site. And then it said the bad news, and it made me click this link.
Right.
And when I clicked the link, and it sent me to the site, and it said... What? Closing down? Are you kidding me? So, T-shirt hell is not closing down.
No shit, I talked about it, what? How many days ago was this? And like, this voicemail was after the Friday show. And I know that I talked about it last week. So don't call into the voicemail line and act like you're giving me some, you know, exciting news. You know, and you haven't even listened to the most recent show to know if I've talked about it. Because chances are, I did. Or something.
Tim,
I don't know.
It's Electro Baby.
Oh my
god. I just found this unusual porn video.
So it's an abortion. Ah, now we got Electro Baby. Electro Baby is back. I think he might have called in, it was on a Sideshow exclusive show last week, so now everyone knows that Electro Baby is back.
Tim, it's Electro Baby. I just found this unusual porn video that fascinated me so much that I just had to write down what the fuck went on. Okay. Listen up. She masturbates with a carrot. Then brings a dildo about 15 inches long, rubs lotion on her cunt, only sticks 4 inches of the 15-inch dildo in her cunt, gives up on the mega dildo after after slapping her clit, rubs the lotion on her pussy.
All right.
The whistles go. Woo-woo! That's all, folks!
Electro Baby just couldn't spit it out today. All right, a couple more here. I'm afraid to click on these.
Hi, Tim. This is Michelle, a listener from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody called in a couple weeks ago and told you about how you describe your mustache and it's really disgusting.
Right, yes.
Well, I don't really have a problem with that. I think the more nastier thing is when you burp and you don't say anything, you just keep going. And I know that it would, you know, waste time to say excuse me and everything, but you do it repeatedly.
Oh, are you saying that I'm rude? Is that's what's bothering you with the program? Everything I play on the show, between the cum farts and the shit slurping and all that other stuff, that's fine. But the fact that I don't excuse myself when I burp
repeatedly, and then sometimes you like announce that you farted repeatedly, and it's just like, what are you doing? Were you raised in a barn, Tim Henson? I really
yes,
don't appreciate
I was.
It. And I just, could you say excuse me like once, just once, the official excuse me? And I won't have a problem with it.
Why do you have to excuse yourself? I think that's stupid. No.
Like, I'll stop listening because no. It's just that disgusting.
Okay, well, bye. I'm sorry. It was too much for you to listen to me burping without excusing myself. Fuck off. All right.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow member Duke here. I just wanted to know.
And the reason why I announced I was farting was because I was afraid the microphone picked it up. And, you know, you have to mention it if you fart. If you hear like a big and I just keep talking.
You would like
what the hell's going on?
The official video game characters community after playing your video game.
All right, I can't listen to that. And finally today, this has been a very bad batch of voicemail calls. You should all be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, Tim, listening to your Friday show, and I guess at the beginning you're playing the white supremacist. And the real humor in that whole bit was that he was just a very bad white supremacist. Usually they have their whole dialogue written down, and they can deliver it with such fire and passion and really convincingly, I suppose.
He was kind of soft-spoken. I do agree with you.
Not to say that the rhetoric is correct at all, but at least they don't sound like a drunken moron. And sort of going through talking points like cue cards, like, I'm okay, covered... abortion and the Negro.
Wait a second. You say
this and the that and the moon and the stars and this. That was really the failing of that video. Not so much the hatred that it was enclosed by. And that is my GPS. Thank you.
All right, enough. All right, just a really bad batch of voicemail calls. Thank you, though, everyone. Keep the voicemails coming, you know, if you have something to say. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God.
I have shit stains. And I do it, folks.
Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com, and we will be back tomorrow with the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Take your body to the shore where she was made. Gonna ruin the nation. Tell me, baby, you're chilling in the radio. Nice Halloween mask. Oh, that's your face. Excuse me.